Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And Real Ghost Stories Online. What if the first ghost you ever met didn't speak? It just wanted you to feel what it felt.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, we'd love to hear your real ghost story, so please do call in. 855-853-4802 is that phone number. And of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, all that extra stuff, check us out on Patreon. Search Real Ghost Stories Online, and you'll find us there. And you can join up and get access to all of the extras and everything ad-free. And also an Apple Podcast. Our premium channel is there for you to enjoy, along with your family, pets, and loved ones this holiday season.
Because nothing says happy holidays more than let's listen to some ghost stories together.
Coming up on the John Tesh Radio Show, we're going to have more music and intelligence for your life. We're going to talk about ghosts when they come back over the holidays and expose your family to your dark secrets. How do you handle it? That's next on the John Tesh Radio Show.
I mean, kind of think about it, Carol. Christmas Carol from Charles Dickens, one of the biggest ghost stories in the world. So
it is a major ghost story.
Yeah. Which of the three was your favorite? Like, if you had to choose the ghost of Christmas past, present, or future, which would be the one that you would be most apt to wrap your arms around and love?
This is hard for me because the play that I just wrote, I wrote kind of a variation on that. So those are the ghosts I'm thinking of right now.
Like Scrooge type ghosts?
It's kind of, yeah. They come to a guy when he's drunk and passed out. Oh. You know.
I've had that happen before, to be honest with you. Drunk, passed out, had a ghost show up.
I think I'd go with the ghost of Christmas. Well, you kind of want to go with future because it's like, here's what your life could be if you just turned it around and you could, you know.
But remember, he's in a big dark cloak and he's got a, I think he's got a, you know, some sort of staff or maybe, you know, kind of like the ghost of death is basically what it is.
I think he's a scepter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a specter. Yeah. So. I think
who do you go with?
I think I would go with him just because he is so dark and crazy. And he kind of reminds me
also
of
like, but you could turn your life around.
Can we? I mean, at this point, it might be too late for you.
Look what Scrooge does. He goes out and he gets that big old turkey and he gives the guy the day off.
Hey, young man, what day is it? Oh, it's Christmas Day. You know, that whole thing.
I think I do the past. I mean, it'd be fun to go see former Christmases just for the hell of it. You know,
oh
why not?
God, you guys, no.
Why? All of them.
No.
There's good ones and then there's crazy ones.
There
and
are
there's
no good ones in my
We just opened up all of Carol's trauma
all
this
the
afternoon.
Trauma.
Here we go.
All
sorry.
The trauma. So I hate to point fingers at my mother.
I was just going to say, you probably never had a good Christmas because of your mom being the narcissist that she is.
Every Christmas, there would be horrific fights. Every Christmas. Course.
But at this point in your life, Carol, can't you wrap your arms around that? Because as I told on this show before, too, my family was a mess at Christmas for the same damn reasons. There were fights and screaming and Christmas bulbs that were burned out. And you would think that it was the end of the frickin' world. But that's what I wrap my arms around when I want to get warm for the holidays.
Oh no, I will sit here by myself all day Christmas before I would deal with something like that again.
The 12 traumas of Christmas.
Yeah, there was more than once. It was like, where did she go? Oh, she left. And then when we go to get out the leftovers, it's like, oh, she took the food.
I think you told me this one. She took the food.
That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah, she took the food.
Where did she go with the food?
Back home. 100 miles away. She left.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But that was kind of common.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny looking back on it now, but at the time.
I think Carol's crying. Are you okay?
Oh, I was laughing.
Okay. I just want to make sure we didn't open up some whoop-ass on your life. Okay.
No, and I just wanted, like, I just want to have a regular Christmas, you know? It's just like, that's always what I wanted. Just have a regular one. So they never have been my entire life.
Okay, Carol, it's okay that you want to wrap your arms around death then. I can understand why you would go with Christmas, you know, future.
It could be better. It could be better.
I could see that.
You can still make a change.
You might want to pick, Harper's not a huge fan of Christmas, but we're hoping to have a good one this year. And
I think you will.
I think we will, definitely. Yeah, I feel like it'll be good. It's just because so much of her childhood was, it was chaotic at Christmas. But the same reasons that, you know, Carol, your mom, the way she was the way Harper's mom was, and we had so much chaos. There would always be something. There'd always, like, it could never just get through, like, just like, even when everybody's being good, something would happen, and it was just like, Jesus, can we just have peace on earth and goodwill towards men? And then you just end up sitting in a Goodwill parking lot, you know, drinking yourself to sleep. No, I'm kidding.
Wow. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the holiday.
Goodwill
either,
towards men. I'm like, what's a really weird twist you could do? Like, you're in a Goodwill parking lot on Christmas, like with a 40.
I do have a story of going out for either New Year's Eve or something like that. So it is a holiday story and getting so wasted that I walked to my car on Main Street in Fond du Lac and ended up in the Kmart parking lot, which is, as you know, Tony, it was way across town. Holy shit. I mean, blocks and blocks and blocks. And I was literally walking around the Kmart parking lot looking for my car. So, I mean, it's kind of like the story you just told.
Your car's like at the bar.
It was at the bar. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's a long fucking walk.
It was. And like, I remember going through people's backyards to get there too. So I'm sure there was calls to the Fond du Lac Police Department. There's a guy walking through my backyard right now.
That's several miles.
See the footprints in the snow.
It felt like 2 minutes. It felt like I just walked out the door of the Colony and ended up at the Kmart parking lot.
Jesus. Just the route to kind of get there. I get.
I
just
don't know.
Keep going. You just keep going that way. You will get towards Kmart. I remember I would walk that every now and then back before when I couldn't drive yet from 14 to 16 when I worked at the radio station. Some days I would go for a walk or something and I would see how far I could get. I think I walked to the mall like twice and was like, that's way too fucking far to get to.
Forest Avenue to the frontage road. And you're right there, basically how that worked. However, I said, I took backyards.
You could probably, because you go at kind of an angle, you're going, you're cutting some time down there, but to navigate the backyards.
What cracks me up is that at any point, do you remember during the walk, did you think I probably shouldn't be in people's backyards?
No, just because
like the right thing to do.
It literally felt like I walked out of the bar and I was going to be in my car. It felt like a 2 minute walk. But it had to have been closer to like a half hour at least, I would think. Yeah. 20 minutes, half hour. So, yeah.
Then you get there and go, crap, now I got to walk back.
And I believe I had to work the next morning. I had to sign on the radio station in Ripon, I think.
6 a.m. probably.
That's when I was a young buck and could do those things. Christmas pass. That's my Christmas pass, Carol.
Yeah. that cracked me up.
Gosh, yeah, out there, and that building is a ghost story into itself. Radio Road, out in the cornfield.
Oh yeah,
just a spooky place to be at night, or when there's nobody there. Last time I was in there was before they redid it, when it was abandoned.
Yeah,
just the transmitters in there, and then when I took all the 45s out of that building, I had to get in through a back window. And I asked, can I go get 45s? They're like, yeah, I think there's a window open. You can get into the back. I'm like, all right. So they didn't have a key or somebody, I think Terry didn't have a key or something. And so got in and, it was like, it was kind of Walking Dead-ish, because there's this radio station, the studios are all still there, but they don't broadcast out of there anymore. Ceilings caving in on one of them, and all the lights are on and all the power's on because the transmitters are still there.
Yeah,
and there's lights on throughout the building, and there's offices that just almost looked like they were just kind of left because they kind of were years ago, and it was really a spooky, strange, surreal little space.
And I heard it's completely redone and beautiful and a great facility again.
That's amazing. And that is utterly amazing, because and it's an older building, older station, been there, tons of history. When I heard that they were redoing that, it's been a while now since it's been redone, but I was like, how? I really thought that place, can you really fix it? It was in pretty bad shape.
I told the guy when he bought it, because I was working for him at the time, I said, just take a bulldozer over there and knock it down, leave the transmitters and all that kind of stuff. But he took the time and the money and the energy to do it. And it's awesome. I've not actually seen the full completed thing. So maybe when you're up sometime, we'll take a ride out there.
We'll just go tour our old radio stations just show up. Hey, guess who's back? Hi, everybody. Yeah. So that'd be fun.
Back to the conversation in just a second. I've said it on the show before, getting help shouldn't feel like a scavenger hunt. We've all had those moments, stress, anxiety, a rough breakup, or just life piling up. And suddenly you're searching for a therapist who actually has openings and takes your insurance. What a novel idea. It shouldn't be that hard. And that's why I'm genuinely excited about Rula. Rula, R-U-L-A, is a healthcare company that makes getting quality mental health care actually possible without jumping through flaming hoops. One of the best parts, they take most major insurance plans and patients typically pay about $15 a session. 15! That's what accessibility should look like. And here's why I love Rula. Rula sticks with you. They make sure you're paired with a licensed professional who fits what you need. They follow your progress, and you can usually get scheduled as soon as the next day. It's real support, real providers, and real care. Getting started is easy. They ask a few simple questions about what's important to you, and then they match you with in-network therapists, and you pick the time that works. Thousands have already trusted Rula to support them on their journey toward improved mental health and overall well-being. Head over to Rula.com/ghost to get started today. After you sign up, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Go to Rula.com, that's Rula.com/ghost, and take the first step towards better mental health today. You deserve quality care from someone who cares. Rula.com/ghost. Now back to the conversation.
Let's go to a ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's hear it.
Hi, Tony. This is Donovan. I guess my story is my kind of first ever experience when I was in college. It was a couple years ago. I've always been interested in the paranormal, but I never really had anything occur or happen. In this one, I always watched the shows when I was a little kid, and it used to scare the crap out of me. And I always thought it was interesting. And finally, I was studying with one of my classmates in college, and I was watching a documentary when he got back about a haunted location. And he told me that he knew someone that was a part of a ghost team that they went out to places and invited me to come down one afternoon. So me being incredibly excited thought, why the hell not? I might as well. It'll be fun. And either way, I could get a thrill even if nothing happens. We went on this. So we ended up going. We went to different locations and nothing was really happening until we went to one location. We would sit around, you know, do EVP recordings, but we weren't really getting anything. I'm a skeptic, you know, personally, but I'm a skeptic, but I want to believe, like I want something to happen. I still believe deep down, but you know, I always get those immediate thoughts of, oh, there's a reason why these sounds are happening or why this, unless I see something or hear a definite voice, it's kind of hard, for me to kind of rationalize it. This experience I can't really put together. So we went to it was our last stop. I think it was like 2 a.m. We went to a graveyard and we were doing another EVP session. And I could just feel kind of a heaviness in general when we went to this location. They had told me that recently, I guess, someone was there and destroyed a gravestone, which is an atrocious act to do. But they said that they had found this gravestone destroyed almost with a sledgehammer. And they said that they had caught EVPs there. So we went there and we got there. And like I said, I just felt this heaviness. And we were there and doing EVPs. And all of a sudden I started feeling incredibly cold. But it was my right arm. It seemed to feel almost heavier. I don't want to say like someone was necessarily pulling or pushing on it, but it kind of felt that way. It was heavy and it was definitely colder. We had a thermal that they took out and it was substantially colder. I believe it was about 9 or 10 degrees colder. I had a jacket on and we did both my skin and my jacket. And there was still that large temperature drop from my left arm to my right arm. Then all of a sudden, a feeling of just immense sorrow came upon me. My eyes started watering. I was almost getting choked up for no reason. I was getting so almost so saddened for no reason. There was another person that was with me was started feeling the same thing, but it must have affected her more because she actually started bawling and saying that she felt someone holding her hand, and she said she just started crying for no reason, and it was an odd experience. I said that coldness of my arm and just that sorrow that seemed to go through me. I had never felt that way before. You know, I've heard of people being sensitive, but again, this was my first experience. I've been hooked. I've gone since with the same group, and I've just been hooked on it. And I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on what it could maybe be for of the event. I don't claim to be sensitive. I just thought that it was odd, and maybe I was just I would feel that I may be just lucky enough to have experienced that for something like that to happen to me, let alone my first time. So, yeah, that's my experience. I've had other experiences in the future, and we definitely want to go and try and investigate that location again. So I will definitely keep you updated on what we learn. But again, Tony, I love the show. Please keep it up. I absolutely love it.
Thank you for that, and thank you for sharing that story. What's your take on all that?
Why do people go into cemeteries and do things like that? Why do they destroy headstones? Like,
because they're stupid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're just dumb.
They hate themselves. That's right. Because to me, it's like I was a teenager one time, and we did stuff, but it's like that just seems so disrespectful. You know, that was, you know, someone's life, and their loved ones put up this to remember them, and then you go and destroy it. Mm-hmm. It's just, nothing good going to come from that.
I was going to do something really mean because you said I was a teenager once. I was going. I was going to say, and we cranked up the horseless carriage and we took it to town.
we did.
I don't understand the whole knocking down. I mean, whether you believe in ghosts or not, I just don't think you would want to do that, because I would think that there'd be some bad karma that comes back if you do that kind of stuff.
It happens in every town. And in fact, here, that one cemetery, Tony, it's on Hillside. I'm sure you've been in there. It's a really old one, and it's really pretty. And there's one headstone that has this little girl on top of it, and you can see it as you drive by. And she's really adorable and sweet and kind of very recognizable. And somebody did that to her. And so then they had to repair her, and the whole town's upset. I'm like, why would you do that? You know, and she's so iconic and beautiful and peaceful, you know, and representing a child that died. I don't get that. I don't get that. But,
no. Yeah.
But I do think, though, you can pick up on that, the emotions of it. I think a lot of people do. Like, I get more of a feeling. Do you, Todd, like, can you kind of feel it when you go to a location? Do you feel it more than anything else?
I think there's a little bit of that. I remember the only time I've really had anything happen to me like that, there's a place up here in Wisconsin that's gone now, but it was called Summer Wind, and it was way up north, like at the border of Wisconsin and Michigan. And it was this, vacation retreat for very wealthy people, and it ended up burning down, and there were stories about it being haunted all these years and whatever. And we went and investigated the ruins, and we did get some stuff happen there that was kind of interesting. But I remember looking, I was standing on what was the porch at one time, and it was just a cement slab. And I looked down into what was the basement, and I felt this complete rush of emotion come over me, to the point where I nearly started crying. And I can cry at just about anything. So that doesn't mean too much. But the fact that there was nothing there, and I wasn't sad about it, but something came over me, and I could feel like this sense of loss. So I don't know if that was just the location itself being burned down, or if I was actually picking up on something from the past of that location.
Yeah. Because there would be a lot of emotion attached to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, there were stories for years and years and years that it was haunted. Then it burned down by, they thought it was arson, but maybe it was a lightning strike and all this kind of stuff. So it really has a long story behind it.
That's interesting when the emotion just kind of overtakes you, especially for like no apparent reason.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
You know, it's like, whoa, you know, that, yeah. And you know it, and you, when you can feel that, it's certainly spooky without a doubt.
Yeah.
We were talking about the gravestones. The cemetery I used to play in as a child, Ryanzi. I remember walking through there and I would ride my bike through there. I would go hiking and end up there. And at that point in time, there had been a lot of vandalism in that place. And there was just countless gravestones that were, you know, tipped over, broken in half, all that. And I remember going there with my mom and she'd be like, those teenagers. And I'm like 8 or 9 or so at this point. So I'm just thinking like my image of teenagers at that point in my life was like, they're all out in graveyards at night, kicking over gravestones. Like that's what those teenagers are doing. You know, they're up to no good. They're teenagers.
I'll tell you what they weren't doing, Tony. They weren't getting into the movies with popcorn under their jacket. I mean, no. that was for, you know, middle-aged people. That's what the middle-aged people did.
No, those teenagers probably got money from their rich parents, bought the popcorn, and brought it with them to the graveyard so they could kick over the gravestones. Teenagers.
While they're drinking alcohol.
While they're drinking alcohol, because one of their families owns the local liquor company.
And they get it for free.
Yes. There was always something like that.
This show is always a little bit of ghost story, a little bit of trauma. And we just kind of put it out there for everybody.
Ghost
trauma. If it ain't your trauma, it's my trauma.
Yeah.
Somebody's trauma.
It's therapeutic. Did we get to both calls? Or is there another call?
There's another call, I believe.
All right. I believe I can fly. Let's hear it.
Hello, you guys. I live in southeastern Pennsylvania. I've lived in Orlando now for 3 years. And this incident just occurred last Sunday. I was in my home. My other family members were out. They were shopping. It was, like I said, last Sunday, which was a nice sunny day. And I had just put on a movie. As I sat down, I was a couple minutes into the movie. My dog, Nessa, was laying on the floor next to me, next to the sofa. I heard a loud bang. And I could tell that I wasn't the only one hearing it because, of course, like any normal dog would do, Nessa also perked up her ears and looked down the hallway where the sound was coming from also. I have a cat that's about 8 months old. His name's Pete. So immediately I thought, oh, great. What has Pete gotten into? I tell Nessa to stay, and I get up and I go to investigate. And sometimes the dog and the cat kind of instigate each other. So I had Nessa stay out in the living room. I walk down the hallway and I go and I look over to my daughter's bedroom, and there's Pete. He is curled up on her bed, fast asleep. I didn't think much of it, and I look around my daughter's room to make sure nothing was broken or nothing fell, that kind of thing. And then I go into my bedroom, open the door, because I always keep my bedroom door closed. It's just what I do. I've always done it. There in the middle of my bedroom on the wooden floor was my makeup mirror, which is a mirror that's pretty heavy that has batteries in it. It was on the floor. It was originally on my dresser, along with two other items. It's just some lotion, makeup, not that that's irrelevant to it. But all three of those items were on the floor. And I wouldn't think anything of that, but it kind of gave me chills because I'm going to confess here. The top of my dresser where these items were has several more items up on it, including one of the items is an almost completely empty bottle of perfume that is a plastic bottle that was still standing there. So logically, I'm standing there and I'm looking around the room. My room's on the second story. I honestly stood in the middle of this room and go and ask myself, was there an earthquake when I was on the couch in the living room? And I didn't realize it. And when I put the mirror back, because these items had been in that position, I mean, for months now, months and months and months, I put it in the exact same spot. The actual spot where the mirror was absolutely clear. There was nothing there that was in the way of where the mirror was. It looked like it pushed it over. So I stood there for a couple more minutes in the room and kind of investigated and tried to give and find a reason for why just these three items were pushed, thrown, fell off of my dresser. So to this day, and I told my husband about it, I haven't told the kids because I don't want to scare them, but I told my husband about it, and I pleaded with him. I said, listen, I feel like I'm nuts. If you can give me a legitimate reason why just these three items fell, and of course he came up with it, we brushed it off. Well, last night I was laying in my bed. My husband was outside at this point. He was in the garage, and I'd gotten ready for bed, and I got in bed there, and I was on my phone just scrolling through stuff, and sure enough, the same exact makeup, not the mirror, just the makeup only, fell off my dresser. Did I see it happen? No, the lights were out. I was looking at my phone. I heard it. I put the light on my phone and shined it over to where this sound came. And sure enough, there's the bottle of makeup sitting on the floor. Nothing else fell. I was in the room when this happened. I didn't get like an eerie feeling. I kind of just brushed off. I haven't told my husband about it. I stood up, turned on the light to the room, looked around, tried again to go, you know, did something push this off? I didn't see anything. I shrugged it off because I didn't want to scare myself and being like an idiot when my husband came into the bedroom. I do think back to when I was younger and when I was a kid, I would always get eerie feelings like people were watching me and I turn around and nobody was there. Sometimes I get nervous in a certain room in a house for no reason. I've always believed there's a logic reason for these things. So I've never, I guess, completely allowed myself to believe in these things. And I'm not even sure if they're even real right now. I don't have a logical reason for it. I went as far to actually Google if last Sunday there was an earthquake in southeastern Pennsylvania. Like maybe I was missing it as I was sitting on the couch. And of course there was not. So if you guys have a logical reason, maybe I could sleep a little better, or I'm not kidding when I say this, I actually Googled after that happened, like how to cleanse your house. So probably today I'm going to get some sage and burn that. I've never done it before. Found that on the internet. Hope it works. I hope it doesn't make anybody angry. I'm a little nervous. But again, I guess if anybody could give me some suggestions of what could have caused that other than what I'm fearing, that would be appreciated. Thanks. Sorry for the ramble, and have a great day, you guys.
Well, I think it's clear what it is.
It's Satan. I'm Satan, and I'm in your house. I'm going to go and find a mouse, and I'm going to leave it on the table for you, like a cat watching in the night. It's Satan.
That's one piece of the... I missed out on this because I said this show is a little bit of ghosts, a little bit of trauma, and a little bit of Satan. We mix that every once in a while. Show tunes. Satan show tunes.
A little
tunes.
Song and dance. Yep. Yes.
Reminds me of dance. Like the Freeze Miser and the Heat Miser. That's what that kind of reminded me of. Yeah. Ba-dum, bum, bum, ba. Couple of things. When you burn sage, a true story, my sister did it one time in her house after my mom died. And she went a little overboard, and there was so much smoke coming out of the windows of the house. Okay. It took her weeks and weeks and weeks to get that smell out. So don't burn too much.
That's, I like to just get stovetop sage flavor, and no, not you can same. Walk and eat with it. You can like, yeah, not be gone. Mm-hmm. Like, this is delicious. Like, why do...
I think Pennsylvania is like one of the most haunted states. I know we've got New England. I know we've got different parts of the country, but there's something about Pennsylvania and the makeup of the land. Gettysburg is there, coal mining and all that kind of stuff. I just think there's a lot of weird stuff that happens in the state of Pennsylvania. Truly.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's a portal to hell.
Okay, I'm glad.
There you go.
There, that answers that question.
Up to number one this week is Portal to Hell by Satan.
That's pretty good.
Up next on the countdown, a long-distance dedication from the devil himself to his old friend, JC. The holidays are coming up, and he wants to reconnect. That's coming up. Casey's Coast to Coast.
Satan, here's your long-distance dedication.
If I should stay, I would only be in the way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. And
you almost hit it. You almost hit it, Satan. You were almost there.
I will always love you. I'll always love you.
That's really weird to try and sing with that thing because you got like it's totally off pitch and it's feeding in my ear this when I'm hearing out here.
Yeah.
Who needs pitch when you have a pitchfork?
Exactly.
I'm going to steal that one, Carol. I'm using that. Hey, bitches, who needs pitch when you got a pitchfork?
It's going to be a spinoff of the movie Perfect Pitch. It's going to be Perfect Pitchfork. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. All right, there you go. That's going to wrap up this edition of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, then check out our Patreon page, Real Ghost Stories Online. You will find us there and get all those extras. And also Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there as well. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.